Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings podcast with Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist. Control news you can use. And now, here's your hosts, Ken and Eric.
Ready, big dog?
Ready, big dog.
All right. Welcome to Control Talk Now, the smart buildings podcast for the week ending December 14th, 2014. I am Eric Stromquist, and I am joined, as usual, by the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Eric, and I'm glad to be here. And that's quite an introduction, man. I gotta take vitamins after you pep me up like that. Or I don't have to take vitamins, I guess.
Hey, man, there's only one man, myth, the legend in this industry, and that's you. So we got to pay your due, especially since your Steelers are playing that team I used to root for, the Atlanta Falcons, today. So I guess you're playing up at Three Rivers?
No, Eric, you don't fool me one bit. First of all, there is no more Three Rivers. There's the Heinz Field.
Okay.
And then two, you know perfectly well they're playing in Atlanta, and you are a definite, a diehard Atlanta Falcons fan. And I don't buy that for a minute. As soon as we get done with this, you're going to go start rooting for Atlanta and hope that Mr. Ryan just plugs the Steelers, and he might very well do so. We don't do well against passing quarterbacks. I mean,
I'll tell you what, you just got to change your tenses a little bit. I was a diehard Atlanta Falcons fan. Now I think I'm just a dead Atlanta Falcons fan. I don't know, man. You know, it's one of those things right now. You know, they need to make some major changes. My biggest fear, since they're still in first place in the NFC South, only winning four games because our division is so bad, my biggest fear is they make the playoffs and they don't make the necessary changes. So I don't know. Big Ben, man, you guys are rocking and rolling. So the Falcons don't – you might not do well against a passing team. We don't do well against any teams right now. And, yeah, it's hard for me to say that because I have always been internally optimistic about the Falcons since 1966 when they came to Atlanta. My mom, God rest her soul, when the Falcons first came to Atlanta, the Smith family bought them. She was a model, and I remember as a very young boy, her coming home, and she had pictures of all the players because they did an introduction to the Falcons, and so the models would bring them up on stage, and I think she got to escort three or four of those players and got autographs for me. So, it's hard for me to say this, but I think they're just done this year.
I don't know. I think the strong teams are starting to really come to the surface, and you got Green Bay, New England. I think Dallas is going to be running for, all the way to the end of the playoffs, but I don't think they'll beat Green Bay. So I see Green Bay and New England in the playoffs at this point.
Could very well be. Well, I tell you what, talking about strong teams, all of the sponsors of the 2014 Control Trends Awards are very, very strong. Kenny, tell us who our sponsor is this week.
Love to, Eric. This week's sponsor is DG Logic, and DG Logic is on a roll. We've just made a post there recently where they have DG Lux 5, and they feature the most advanced IoT application platform available. And they came out with the PA, the Project Assist, which is kind of really cool. The Project Assist for DG Lux 5 is a new tool that really and truly, DG Lux 5 is the most mature, sophisticated IoT application platform out there, and it enables the unification of all your data systems and multiple data providers into a single interface with the most comprehensive functionality. So they do a good job, and hats off to Eugene and the guys out there, Dennis, and all the other great staff that they have, because the product's really, it's a pretty looking product too, and I've heard good things. They got a nice review. We'd like to recognize that there was a review of Project Assist from Brad Royal of Building System Solutions, and he says that he's never finished our graphic packages so easily and quickly as the last two projects. And the new Project Assist in DG Lux 5 is very intuitive to use, and you do not have to be a DG Lux 5 expert to dive right into it and start building your own systems graphics.
That's great to hear. Well, we know Eugene and his team personally, Eugene, Arthur, Dennis, Paul, the whole crew out there. I tell you, Kenny, those guys are really, really committed to improvement, constant improvement. And as our Control Trends community knows, Eugene had reached out to us when we floated the idea at the first Control Trends Awards out that one day we would have a Control Trends community, Control Trends Museum. Eugene approached us immediately and said, I'd like to help. Let's make it a virtual museum. So there'll be lots of surprises on that. But needless to say, Kenny, these are really good guys. And it's great to hear that it's getting easier. And I think that's going to be one of the key differentiators going forward with building automation controls technology. It's kind of like back in the days. I mean, you know, you and I are old enough to remember, Kenny, when Windows computers first came out, and you had to sort of know DOS to do anything in it. And now you could take a two-year-old kid, and they can point and click, and they can work a computer. So I think we're going to see that continue to happen in our industry. So again, congratulations to Eugene and his team for that, and thank you very much for your sponsorship, as well as a special thanks to all our sponsors. We'll be hitting on each of those again over the next several weeks. So Kenny, listen, let's take a little quick look. Let's delve into our 2015 Economic Controls Barometer. Looking at the thing, it looks like things are still pretty positive. So Kenny, looking at the economic indicator, we got 56% of the participants are thinking their business is going to be up more than 10% next year. An additional 21.74% think it's going to be up at least 10%. 8.7% think it's going to be flat. We got 4.38% thinking they're going to be down 10% or less, and only 9%, Kenny, thinking they're going to be down more than 10%. So very, very positive input from the Control Trends community. We'll keep that barometer up probably until about the middle of January. So hopefully it'll become a good data point for everybody. Thanks for everybody's participation in it so far. Simple to use. You're just basically clicking, and it's an answer to one question. You just click on it, whichever one represents your thoughts on your controls business in 2015. There's no email to fill out. There's nothing like that. Matter of fact, you can tweet this out to your community if you want to. But I think the more people we get, Kenny, that participate in the survey, probably the more accurate it's going to be. But I can tell you right now, things are looking pretty positive according to the Control Trends community.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing too, because everybody knows how it's like a force. When people feel positive, they're more more likely to invest money. So it's good for the economy. It's good for our business because the HVAC business, except for the emergencies with the weather-driven changes in services, people have to feel good about the money, and they have to understand that the things that we do are great investments. We have short return on investments, and we save money, and we reduce the carbon footprint. So let's go, the economy. Let's go. Yes.
Well, Kenny, and very interesting thing, and I would wonder, and I'd reach out to our Control Trends community because there are a lot of smart folks out there, a lot smarter than me when it comes to economics. But I'm wondering about the impact of the radical drop in price in oil. For those who might not know, the Arab countries on Thanksgiving Day got together and decided to keep the prices on oil low. Oil has had the biggest decline it's had maybe in history, but definitely in recent history. So what does that mean that oil prices have dropped 30 to 40%? And if it stays down, how is that going to affect our ability to sell building automation control systems and energy-saving devices? Is that the end or the kiss or the beginning of the end of the government offering great rebates on energy saving? Are we going to be lulled to sleep here and stop with the energy programs? Could that have a bearing on business in 2015? So if you're an economist or somebody that sort of studies that and understands the relationship of oil prices to the economy, or just have an opinion, please reach out in comments. Let's have a little dialogue on Control Trends, the website. Let's get this thing figured out, because I tell you what, I think, virtually every bubble, Kenny, people get overly optimistic. They invest big bucks in their businesses, whatever they might be. And when the bubble burst, there's a lot of carnage, so to speak. I mean, it happened in 2000 with the tech bubble busting. It happened in 2008 with the home bubble busting. Is it possible we have an energy bubble that's getting ready to burst because of these artificially, or maybe I should say artificially low oil prices? Maybe they were always artificially high. Who knows? But what, you have any opinions on that?
Well, I don't think energy's in the sense it's going to ever become cheaper. In the grid, I think what we're doing now is we'll just see that as money's, if you have low oil prices, you're going to still have to you're still going to have to make your building smart. You're still going to have to be able to aggregate that that data, because it's not just energy savings, it's operational savings. You know, so a smart building and some of the things that we feature, we take it to a different level, because the grid is going to get smarter, because we're not going to have any more power production capabilities. So we got to make do with what we have, and we have to make that grid intelligent. So I do agree with you. It's going to have an impact. I think the automobile industries, I think people are going to drive more. I mean, one thing for sure, when people have low price, low fuel, people don't, they're not as reluctant to make two trips, you know, and to do different things. You know, students can drive now and park, you know, and take their cars instead of the bus, because you're right, it's a $10 difference now at the gas station. So how it affects the actual HVAC, I see our HVAC just moving to a smart, you know, migrating to smart buildings and smart controls. Everything's, you know, down to the sensor level is going to keep pushing down, so that the thermostats are going to get smarter. So I don't, I know that when you put them into the wall now, your electric bill or your gas bill might be less, but the efficiencies will never be abated. I think you always will have you'll see a pursuit towards efficiency.
Yeah, agreed. You know, I think it's almost like a habit, Kenny, that once we get in that habit, I'm hoping that people will continue to want to save energy and reduce the carbon footprint. So I feel pretty positive about it, but again, would be very interested what the control trends community thinks about this. And so Kenny, so sort of moving forward a little bit, update on the Control Trends Awards. We're getting quite a few requests at the controltrends@gmail.com email address for tickets for the Control Trends Awards. And bottom line, as near as Kenny and I can tell, we are going to be sold out. So your best bet now is to reach out to our sponsors. If you don't know who they are, look on the website, because all our platinum sponsors have their logos there. Try to reach out to them, get tickets from those people. The show is going to be fabulous. But also, we will keep your name and email address available. And if tickets do become available for purchase, individual tickets, you'll be on the list first. We'll send you an email on how to purchase those if there are additional tickets. But the show, Kenny, is just shaping up really, really well. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be the place to be Monday, January 26th, 2015, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the Prairie Ballroom, which is right in the same facility, right across the street from the AHR show that's going to be happening in Chicago this year. You're going to be able to walk over a covered awning. You don't even have to go outside for this. And, Kenny, it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely, Eric. It's going to be a great show, and thanks again to all our sponsors. Alrighty, let's take a look at what we have for our first post, Eric. It's the Department of Energy publishes a priority enabling HVAC technology research and development initiatives. And it's a very long-winded document, but it's an important document. And I think for the people in our business, if they're familiar with what's going on, where the directions are going, they'll see that the government is funding ways to become more efficient. So the Energy Department released the roadmaps on HVAC technologies, appliances, and low GWP refrigerants. GWP standing for Global Warming Potential Refrigerants. So it's a great study that I looked at the HVAC technology, of course, first. And that RD roadmap, basically, the Building Technologies Office targets a 12% and 24% primary energy savings by the year 2020 and 2030, respectively. The recommended initiatives in the report each target one or more of the research and development needs for residential and commercial HVAC technologies and related systems, such as controls, distribution systems, design, installation, operation, and maintenance practices. So again, there's that drive towards that those efficiencies that we just mentioned earlier.
No, very, very cool, Kenny. And there's so much of that out there. I was out at a client's this week. I won't mention who it was, but they're affiliated with the government, and they've got such a mandate to get the Obama energy efficiencies by, I think it's now 2020. And they're looking at some products now, Kenny. They've gotten the low-hanging fruit done. But we're looking at a project now, and this guy just without blinking goes, yeah, we got $1 million to get this particular thing in this building figured out. So the money's there, And you know, now it's interesting to deal with the government can be a bit tricky. You know, there's just a lot of different. I mean, there are probably 15, 20 different people involved in this particular scenario, Kenny. It's like, you know, so we're talking to our contact and say, well, no, this person over here does that, but then this other person does this. You got this other person who's actually got the money, but then again, this other entity does this. Then it's like a Chinese jigsaw puzzle, but the money's there, like you said.
Yeah, well, and it's hopefully that stays funded, and I think it's good directions. I think so. If you're in the business, we talk about our young guns. We talk about people getting into the HVAC business. It's only going to get bigger and better, and require more smart people. So it's a great industry to get involved with, and that's just more of the guidelines. So if you do have a knack for research and development, or you have a company or engineering firm that's looking new technologies, I was with Neptronics. We were with Louis Malgaris, and Neptronics is working on some new technologies on how to, for power generators, how to do the tests. It's a very difficult thing to test your generator because you can't take down all your real loads. You can't take down your computer systems, your security systems. So they have to come up with ways to practice that, to test it. And you have to, the only way you can test the generator is to give it some load. So Luis had some great ideas on how Leptronics is going to try to provide it new technology. So believe it or not, some of these guys that we work with on a day-to-day basis are definitely involved in this program, and they definitely use this as the guidance from the Department of Energy.
Very cool, Kenny. Very cool. Well, hey, listen, speaking of young guns real quick, I heard that our friend Tommy Hodgenes from Norway is coming over. Is that true? Did I understand you to say that he's going to be coming to the Control Trends Awards?
He sure is. He was very excited. I guess things worked out well. He, when we saw him in Madrid, he mentioned that he was going to try to come. And he and the other gentleman from Europe, EZIO, is coming. So we're getting a lot of the Johan.
Johan is coming.
Is coming.
Yeah, fantastic.
Chakelrod. And so that's great. We can't wait to see him. And I hope they travel well, and Chicago's not too mean and nasty in January.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're from Norway. That'd probably be about the same temperature, I'm guessing. I don't know, but it's gonna be fun to see them, and that's another reason why I think the tickets are sort of harder to come by, because we got people from around the world actually coming this year. I wonder if any of our friends from India are going to make it. Who knows? If you guys are out there, let us know.
I'm sure a few of them will, but it'll be good to see everybody. I you're right. Heck, Tommy's weather's probably worse than Chicago, but I just what I was kind of referring to is that getting in and out of Chicago and that weather, you know, we have so many snow delays and whatever, but Chicago's pretty good at that. They know how to get snow off the runway quick and keep the planes taking off and landing.
Yeah, they do for sure. Well, hey, speaking of Luis, tell us about our next post.
This is a very interesting post, though. We actually, you filmed this when we were up in Montreal at Neptronics, and it's kind of a neat time of year because it's the perfect gift for the control pro that has everything. Yes. And this is a true story. This is about 24-karat thermostats that Neptronics provided for a customer in Dubai, and there were 600 of them. And you can imagine the cost, the price tag on that order, but Neptronics just demonstrated how the innovations that never stop. When somebody wanted something done, they went to the drawing table, came up with a fabulously looking 24-karat gold thermostat cover. And why don't you tell us what you saw?
Well, what I saw was the man, the myth, the legend, Ken Smyers, pitching Donald Trump on these, because I think, you know, you connected that right away, that that he needed to be putting these in his hotels, and looks like he's interested. So what was it, 2,000-3,000 thermostats you're looking at getting from the Donald. So, you know, all you other controls distributors out there, hands off. The Donald only deals with Kenny because he's the calmest guy in the room.
You know, I remember now exactly what we were talking about, because Richard Branigan had just put the Nest thermostats in his airlines.
Branson.
And so it was ironic, because we talked about that, and then Luis said, well, how about this? You know, look at these thermostats we put into a sheik's place in Dubai, and then or was it a hotel? I don't really remember what. I just know there was 600 of them, and that's an enormous order. But because thermostats are still such an important part of the HVAC configuration, and in some places they have to look absolutely beautiful.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I didn't even know you could get one of those, but 24K gold thermostat covers, and I guess he also had the sterling silver ones, too. So, again, if you're looking for something that both you and your spouse can enjoy for Christmas, reach out to Luis and those guys, and bring home a 24K thermostat.
Well.
Okay, so Kenny, speaking of Louise, tell us about our next guest.
Well, Eric, Control Talk Now gets to interview Neptronic's Luis Melgares. Luis has been nominated for the 2014 Control Trends Awards, Best Technical Support Small Manufacturer in PID award categories. Luis is his enormous breadth of experience, passion for excellence, and genuine concern for his customers make Luis one of the most recognized and respected experts in the HVAC industry. We welcome all our Control Trends listeners to listen in as Luis shares his deep insights to the HVAC industry and what he feels are the Neptronic's differentiators that elevate Neptronic's people and products above their competitors.
So Luis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for having me with you guys.
Yeah, Luis, so great to have you. So we owe you some thanks right off the bat. First of all, I want to say thanks again for the wonderful time that you showed me, Ken, and Ken's brother Dave when we came up this summer to Montreal to visit you guys and the factory. It was very, very impressive, Luis. And you guys, your hospitality is just amazing. So I would encourage anybody that's listening, if you ever get a chance to visit Luis and his team in Montreal, if they ever invite you up, if you're ever lucky enough to get invited, go. These guys, Montreal's a beautiful city, the factory's impressive, and these guys really know how to show hospitality. So thanks again for that, Luis.
Well, that's my pleasure. I hope that you guys did get a little bit of the glimpse, a little glimpse of like you said, the way you know, our owners, Ed and Viaggio, have tailored this mentality on how to receive people properly when they come and see us up north. So we're always happy to have you.
Well, and I think that's one of the takeaways Ken and I had was you guys really do things properly a lot. So I know Kenny's going to ask you about the history of the company here in a second. But before we get to that, I also want to say thank you on behalf of me and Ken and the entire Control Trends community. Neptronic came on as a platinum sponsor this year for the 2014 Control Trends Award. So, Luis, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that. We really appreciate it. Without sort of enlightened companies like yours and our other platinum sponsors, these awards don't get to take place.
Well, it's a pleasure for us. You know, again, it's part of the philosophy that Neptronic has of supporting all those people, all those entities who actually believe in our trade and actually want to bring our trade to the other level, the higher level. So it's a pleasure.
Very, very cool. Well, Kenny, real quick, I think you mentioned it in Luis's intro, but let's go through those two awards Luis is up for again and maybe break them down a little bit and tell the community a little bit what that's about.
Sure, Eric. Luis is the regional sales manager for Neptronic, and he covers a lot of room. I was with him the last few days, and you know, the territory is enormous, North America and then Canada, and you know, so apparently everybody in the Control Trends community knows Luis. He's they've been at the Niagara summits, they've been in the AHRs, and they have a big booth this year in Chicago. But Luis is known for his hands-on, his technical support. You know, Neptronic is also nominated for Vendor of the Year, Biagio Lorenzo, Executive of the Year, Small Manufacturer. But I think Luis serves as the cornerstone and is the face that everybody recognizes throughout our integration and our distribution channels.
Well, no, I tell you what he does. And not only that, he rocks a really cool haircut. You know, not many people have a perfect head like Luis.
Look who's talking, right?
yeah, for sure. So, Luis, Neptronic, I think Kenny and I came away from visiting you guys. We've known about you. Our customers have known about you. But, you know, you guys are just kind of quietly out there doing a great job providing great products and great service. For our listeners out there who might know, tell us a little bit about the history of Neptronic and all the things you guys do, because it's not just controls.
That's correct. I mean, the company was founded in Montreal in 1976, and it was much of a venture between two brothers and the current president, the Strauss brothers, Louis and Jason, who are still very active members of the company, obviously. I mean, they're running the company with Zev. And then a few years later after that, we had Biagio, who actually serves as the CFO of the company. Now, I think the dynamic of the company is what makes it very interesting. Because at the very beginning, again, like you said, one of the very important things for these gentlemen was to never go to market with a product if it doesn't have something interesting to offer the market. So if the only thing it is doing is basically just repeating what everybody else has, well, then it's not good enough for us. So that's why every time we did bring a new product to the industry, It always came in with a little switch, with a little turn to it that would make it really interesting for everybody else who would be using our product.
Well, I see that. And, you know, so you guys also do some really cool stuff with the equipment, the humidifiers and stuff like that. I think that philosophy applies to that as well.
That's true, because besides the HVAC controls that we also manufacture, the application-specific and peripheral products we do, we also have a full line, entire line of humidifiers, isothermal, evaporative types, and all of these products, again, are manufactured by us up in Montreal. And then the third part of the product family that we also manufacture are the electric duct heaters. And the interesting thing about the duct heaters is that this year we actually submitted them as a new product with some of the new features, very cool features that finally are starting to link also with our trade, which is the controls. We actually came up with this new generation of BACnet MSTP duct heaters with a bunch of very interesting functions in order to make it even more smarter. Our intention here again is to take this piece of to take this product that is perceived by market as being just a commodity and finally making it migrate towards something that actually becomes an equipment, because not only is it heating, but at the same time it's providing you with very, very important information on what exactly is happening with this piece of equipment that at the end of the day, if it's not managed properly, will cost you a lot of money. So that's basically what Medtronic is doing. HVAC controls with specialized application-specific controllers, electric duct heaters, and the whole line of humidifiers that also are BACnet Communicating and Mudbus also.
Well, Eric, you know, in addition to, you know, some great people and a fabulous, you know, history in the HVAC industry, you know, which were primarily, you know, the capacitance fail-safe feature in actuators was the Neptronic first, you know, something that they had the patent on. And also they came up with the first direct-coupled actuator on a valve. So they really were industry, innovative industry leaders. And probably the largest and most attention-getting product that Neptronic has that we're familiar with in our line of distribution is the VAV controller, the EVC series controller, which is a BACnet or standalone controller. Luis, tell us about how the sales are going, how the marketing, how your depth in the distribution channel is going.
Well, again, you know, this is one of those products that we felt the market was asking for. And at the same time, as we were observing the way the trends were going, we realized that eventually with time, integrators are going to become a very important part of this industry. So these are people that not only are, you know, controlling HVAC, but they're also controlling lighting, they're controlling access control. So our position was that with time, these companies need to have products that are already, that are configurable, so that are as easy as possible to integrate into their network, because they don't have time to necessarily be programming every single individual little VAV box in every single floor in the building. So we came up with this idea of having a product that would be easy to integrate, easy to configure, would have most of the applications that our industry requires, and all that with a very competitive approach as far as pricing and a very comprehensive and also intuitive way of configuring the product. So that's basically what this generation of VAV controllers called the EVC is basically all about.
It's a great product, Luis. Kenny and I talk a lot on the show about the role of distribution plays and is going to play as time goes forward. And Kenny came up with sort of the concept of distributors being the pivot point and you know, providing the best technology. And you know, out of that, we see the concept of a hybrid solution really becoming more appealing to our customer sets. And what I mean by hybrid, Luis, is, you know, take the best VAV control, take the best front end system, take the best graphics package. And it used to be, you know, everybody wanted them all made by the same manufacturer, but now there's a real compelling argument for taking the best of breed and creating your own hybrid system. And I think your VAV controller plays very, very nicely in that sort of a mix.
Well, and again, like I totally agree with what you're saying, because that's basically the premise, the starting premise of why we developed this product. We're being very successful. I mean, we already have some very interesting OEM deals going on right now with some very, very well-known guys in the tritium world who are already integrating our stuff. It's branded under their name, and they're being very successful with the product. So we're very happy with that, very happy. And that's beside, obviously, the standard, the common way of going to business where people basically are purchasing their products through some of the authorized reps that we have or and agents we have all around the world. Because, again, Medtronic is a company, is an international company. We have four offices. Obviously, at headquarters up in Montreal, another office in the States here in the state of Oregon, a Middle East office in Dubai, and another one in Singapore. So we are very fortunate enough to be able to basically shine on all five continents.
You truly, guys, are an international company. So let's get back to the Control Trends Awards a little bit. I mean, specifically, I want to talk a bit about you. You're up for the PID Award, which is Passion, Integrity, and Dedication, and you're also up for Best Technical Support Person. So, you know, I think for the worldwide Control Trends community to recognize you for those qualities is, first of all, quite a compliment, but it also sort of begs the question, okay, so Luis, sort of what's your personal philosophy? I mean, how do you roll? I mean, obviously you're doing things that other people don't. You look at things differently, but there's got to be a level of commitment. Talk, if you would, to our community a little bit about sort of, you know, your personal philosophy. What do you love about the business, and you know, what do you try to do differently than other people might not do?
Well, you know, first of all, I've been in this trade for about yesterday. A young guy I was talking with, who just basically started in the trade about 3 months ago, asked me how long you've been in this trade for, and I had to pause and start counting, and I realized I've been in this industry for a quarter of a century. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years. And I really started at the bottom. I mean, I started as an apprentice electrician, doing installation work. You know, it gets kind of cold up there in Montreal, so I did a lot of those projects where it gets to be very cold. But, you know, I've been there. I know how to do the moves. So, and then I had the opportunity with Medtronic to actually work with their products at the very beginning about 18 years ago. Just appreciate the way they do the products. And then with time, I realized that, unfortunately, a lot of people perceive our industry as probably not a very sexy industry. I mean, we're not making movies. We're not making women look prettier. But at the end of the day, you know what? We just have to make sure that our stuff works, because when it doesn't work, that's when people realize we exist. So I think one of the most important thing in my philosophy has always been to, let's be passionate about what we're doing. You know, and at the same time, let's always be there for the customers, because they need to be supported. They need to know that, look, when things are not going right, you need to have somebody who's going to be there to help you out and take you out of the trenches, either with his or her experience or with the background that life has provided them with in order to help you out. So that's, I think, has been something that has been very important in the way, you know, I've been doing this type of business for the past few years.
Well, it sounds like you love the business, Luis. What do you love about the business?
You know, that opportunity that we have of being able to just basically meet people from just around the world. We all think that, you know, things are done differently. And at the end of the day, when you sit down and you start reflecting on that, you realize, you know what, we're basically all doing the same thing. The only difference is that the color is different, the flavor is different, but you know what? The shape is always the same. So that's one of the most interesting things about this trade. Regardless of where you are in the world, I mean, you're always going to be heating, you're always going to be cooling, you're going to be ventilating in order to make it more comfortable for people. And that's a lot of, you know, that's interesting. You can get a lot of gratitude out of that.
Again, it was we had a meeting at the IBEW5, and not going on there with the joint Apprentice Training Center. They're coming up with a state-of-the-art building automation training center, and there's some interesting works going into play there, and Neptronic is going to be a part of it. Neptronic Luis, first of all, to go cycle back onto how he impressed me, was that we went into a section of the training area where they actually have the pipe there. We pulled up into the facility, and the training center is huge, and they had some disposed of, piping from a previous class. And it was, you know, going to be recycled or whatever. But Luis saw that, and he said, man, I wonder if they could have, you know, show me the training center. So they did. Jim Boyd takes them inside to the training center, and they've got all this conduit piping, just every size, every shape, you know. And then Luis grabs a 3/4-inch, 10-foot section and starts doing some piping. And I never, ever saw that, you know, in this way, how much how much of an art form it was. You know, by the time it was done, he made this perfect form where it could take right setting behind the wall up into the drop down and meet the thermostat or whatever's being wired up on the wall. It's all something that you have to do by measurements, and it's a lot of math involved. But these guys make it look easy. I mean, you don't understand the intricacy and the actual crafting being done by the tradesmen that make everything so easy. They just, you know, and he grabbed it. He still remembered he hadn't done it in 10 years. So I was very impressed with that. And I think the guy that was with, you know, got a kick out of it too. But Luis was true blood. In other words, it was in his, it's in his DNA. So he knows what he's talking about. When somebody says, hey, something's not working, he can relate immediately to the difficulties, the size and the footprints of products, because he knows what's not going to work and what does, because he spent so many hours and so many days, like you said, on his feet making the stuff, you know, putting it in and making it work. So it was a very impressive, couple hours. And I think that's why he's so popular with all the people in the control trends community, and why he's doing so, was nominated for so many awards.
Yeah, it's my brother's definition of a consultant, and I think it applies to what you're saying, Kenny, is a guy who knows 9 million different ways to make love to a woman, but has never made love to a woman and doesn't know any women. And it sounds like, Luis, has that as an advantage. I mean, that he's actually been in the trenches. So that would probably explain part of your popularity with the community, Luis. And to our Control Trends community, if you haven't met Luis yet, we've got him on a couple of videos. We're going to have him on some more, but I really encourage you to reach out and check this guy out. Luis is he's a rare breed of knowledge, passion, and also a great communicator.
Well, thank you.
Luis, my guess is you're probably your typical week, you probably just sit in your office and answer phone calls and stuff like that. Your frequent flyer miles have to sort of be rocking off the charts, I'm guessing. You do a lot of traveling.
Yeah, I do. And again, I see it as a very, 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 it's a great privilege that, some people think that traveling is something sexy. And, it is. But at the end of the day, having the opportunity of meeting people, interesting people, being able to exchange with them. One week I can be, like, for instance, this week I'm in Pittsburgh. A few weeks ago I was down in Washington, D.C., I could be in London, England. I can be in Barcelona in Spain. I could be in Mexico City. Look, our trade is global. And wherever there's people, well, there's HVAC. Regardless of the level of the city or the country you're in, you're always going to be required. So whenever you're good and your products, the products you represent or the products you work with are good, I mean, it's just a beautiful land in order to plant those seeds and just, see growth out of it.
I think any of us, and Kenny and I have all been, been road warriors, and most, a lot of our listeners have, anybody that's in the sales and the marketing side can really appreciate, I think, your attitude, because it does sound kind of sexy where you get to travel like that, but boy, it's sexy for about the first 2 or 3 months. And then, it's great and it is a privilege, but it also is, it can grind on you. So congratulations for, keeping that great attitude, that positive attitude, which I think, is indicative of your passion. So Luis, for anybody who hasn't been fortunate enough to deal with Neptronics yet, what can they expect from the Neptronic experience?
Well, I think that for anybody who hasn't had the opportunity of working with our products, I think, and would like to get in contact with Neptronic, the first thing to do would be to hit our website, which is www.neptronic.com, and go into the section called Contacts. Now, on that section, you will find the first section of people that are actually going to be able to help you. These are all of our regional sales managers that we have locally and around the world. So that would probably be the first contact. And once you start working with Neptronic and you know where you can get your product from, all regional sales managers are either going to be able to guide you towards who is the local rep or wholesaler that actually carries Neptronic. And once you start working with Neptronic, if ever you need to talk to people in the factory, we actually have, besides the regional sales manager, we also have product specialists working in the office whose mandate is very clear, is to support customers calling in for technical questions and for applications. So that's probably the second level of help that we have for the customers. And then the third one, the fact that we do a lot of training with our reps and our agents,
And we really take it seriously to make sure that all the people working with us are really, really knowledgeable and know exactly how our product works in order to make sure that they can also support the customers. So that's basically the three different levels that we have in order to make sure that everybody's satisfied with our products.
Okay, Luis, so I just want to remind everybody, Medtronic has no S at the end of it. I know it's a silly thing, but those things get me, and I'm correcting that from now on. Luis, one last question. We're at Control Trends, and we really enjoy you trying to take a look at what's coming up in the future. What do you see being major trends, control trends, coming up in the near future?
Well, I don't have any crystal ball or anything, right? But my personal feeling is that the control contractor, the way we know him today, is probably an identity that's going to fade away in the next couple of years, probably in the next 5 to 10 years. We won't have any control contractors the way we know them today. My take on that comes from the fact that I'm realizing that more and more big mechanical contractors are actually either buying independent control contractors, or they're actually starting their own control division within the company, which makes a lot of sense. The second thing I'm also observing is the fact that there's more and more of these specialized wholesalers that can provide a lot of information, a lot of and they also give a lot of access to all of these control products out there, who pretty much are making the control world much more democratic. Okay, so that's I would probably say the second way or tendency that we're seeing right now. And the third thing is the fact that more and more companies are having these products that can make it a lot easy to integrate not only HVAC, but all the different specialties that you find in a building. So my take again is that whoever's a control contractor right now should be really rethinking of migrating either towards the becoming a system integrator, where he's going to have to also be specialist in other types of specialties in the building, or probably join himself with some mechanical company or start his own mechanical company. But again, I don't know. Let's have a rendezvous in 10 years, see what's the outcome of it. What do you think?
Very good stuff, Luis. I can tell you what, the one thing that will not change is that the industry will be driven and propelled forward by people with passion, integrity, and dedication, like our guest, Luis, today. Luis, thank you so much for taking time to spend with us. You can reach out to him at Neptronic. That's www.neptronic. Notice there's no S. Drop the S and find the actuator. Luis, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for having me here. And again, it's a real pleasure to work with pros like you guys.
Hey, so Kenny, that was great stuff with Luis. So you actually spent the week with him last week, dude. So tell me a little bit more about Luis.
Well, Eric, I tell you, it's just a very competent guy. He's a master electrician, and he's IBEW certified, and he can really do it. We visited IBEW, and he went through some of their training areas, and he grabbed a piece of 3/4-inch pipe, and he was able to bend that just like the old days. I never realized how extremely challenging it was to mold this, or to configure a piece of pipe 10 feet. You know, you lose some of the length because you have to do the bends and whatever to get it up over this and down and behind the walls. And then you have to have a segment coming out to match up to the box, you know, that you're going to wire, the wiring box. So Luis still had it. But I'll tell you, he's really got the experience. So when he was working with Neptronic in certain facets of their development, and he knew from the experience he had had as an electrician that input was very critical. So he knew that this is an awkward way to do this, or you want to give it a little recess here so somebody get a screwdriver in there, and all this really good stuff. So he really is a true practitioner of the HVAC industry. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, no, he's a super nice guy, too, as we said in the interview, Kenny. But great guy. So congratulations to Luis and Neptronics. Be sure to vote, whether it's for Luis or somebody else. The voting ballot is up on the right-hand side of the Control Trend site. You can actually click here to vote. You can copy the link and forward it out to your network if you want to, which you should. The more people that vote, the better. So, again, congratulations to those guys. And, Kenny, it brings us up to a couple of posts about another favorite in the Control Trends community. Functional devices.
Sure does, Eric. That was a nice post you had. It was a nice video regarding the functional devices PSH500A-LVC. And it's just a very economical, sensible, practical, innovative way to bring power to a VAV system. But it's like you said, functional device is a favorite within the control trans community. I know we use a ton of the relays, you know, the RIB UNCs, the RIB XKFs. Just every contractor in America is familiar with a functional device. They did something that was unique, putting a relay in a box, and it's very competitive. It's very cost saving to install, and it's very competitively priced.
And, you know, and very functional. I think whoever named that company really nailed it, Kenny. I mean, you talk about a name that really describes to a T what these guys do. You know, they're innovative, but all their stuff is so functional and easy to use. So I think those guys are going to do well at the awards again. If you like what you see there, consider reaching out and voting for those guys. But we got a lot of, you know, they got a lot of great competitors in those, the best peripheral manufacturer and devices of the year. So be sure to check that out and vote carefully.
Right. And they also were nominated for small manufacturer.
So yeah.
They really, you're right. I don't know if that was an edit point again, too, but I saw you put it in the peripheral product of the year and then also vendor of the year, small manufacturer.
Cool. So congratulations to those guys. And our next post, again, is on another really unique product that they have. Tell us a little bit about that, Kenny.
All right, Eric. This is the Functional Devices introducing the RIB TW24B-BCAO, which is actually means a great deal. That takes you down to an exact model, but the basically, this is an analog output network device, and it's a very innovative product because it gives users a low-cost, convenient solution that's loaded with features. This particular device is an enclosed BACnet MSTP network relay device with full entourage of outputs. It has the one binary output for 20-amp relay single pull double throw plus the override. It has a binary input dry contact, which will give you class 2 closure. It gives you one analog voltage output, 0 to 5 or 0 to 10, and one analog current output, 4 to 20 milliamp, with a 24 volts DC power input. And it also can serve as an optionally, it can serve as an end of line resistor, which is included. So it's really well designed. Nicely done.
Well, I tell you what, very good stuff there. And they've got some really, really tough competition at the Control Trends Awards from our next post, which is ACI Controls with a big announcement they had this week.
Well, it's again, Barry Gordon brings a big reminder. They have just a full complement of accessories, sensors to deal with the humidity, temperature, and pressure. But they also purchased ACT a while back. And if you remember, ACT was the interface device. They were the rescue club of rescue clubs. They did everything from analog rescaling modules to convert one analog signal to another. They had the PXP series analog pneumatic converters, which took the 3 to 15 and made it 0 to 10, 4 to 20, and vice versa. They also had the AAR, analog input modules, that gives you two adjustable relay outputs. They have sequencers. They just have a full complement of these interface control components. So, and Barry does a great job. Barry's nominated for several things, and so is ACI, but there's just another very competent company that manufactures some of the most important, taken for granted devices that we use in the HVAC industry.
They really do. The smaller companies, they're nimble, they're innovative. Barry, like you said, was a recipient of Best Technical Support in the first Control Trends Awards. And, what really, these people, they just have great people, Kenny. They make great products. So good luck to both of those. And we will be breaking those categories down over the next couple of weeks. But, Kenny, let's roll to another very innovative company. We mentioned them at the opening of the show, our sponsor this week, DG Logic. And tell us a little bit about those guys.
Well, that's a two-part post there because, again, lots going on at DG Logic. They came out with the Project Assist for DG Lex 5. And I was on the website. You could take a tutorial, an intro to Project Assist just by logging on to your account through their website and checking out the download section. And they also announced that they got training going on in January. So I'll tell you what, right before the HR show, I think these was it January 14th and 15th, but check the post for sure. But there's limited space available, and they got quite a class proposed. And what you said earlier is so true. What they're doing, Eric, is they're making this very difficult data visualization and aggregation easier, so that people, some of the hardest ways to get off a job is to satisfy the customer by providing the visual tools to do the data dashboards, the energy dashboards, the aggregation, you know, so that you can provide your customer with that visualization. As we know, visualizing something is much easier than probably reading it. You know, for some people, they might prefer, you know, a very simplistic graph. But a lot of people, they want to see the color portrayed. Green, I'm good. Red, I'm an alarm, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Blue, I'm in cooling. And these guys have probably the greatest tool out there to let a contractor do that. You know, they get a, what do they call it, a drag and drop tree builder. The project assist is just, you know, so you don't have to have all, you don't have to know what's going on behind the curtain. You just know how to, you know, how to manipulate the tool.
That's very good stuff. Very good stuff there, Kenny. And again, thanks so much for DG as one of our sponsors this week. And again, thanks to all our sponsors. And Kenny, that rolls us to another sponsor that we have, platinum sponsor, new one this year. Our final post, Kenny and I, we reposted Kenny and my visit to ISA in Louisville, Kentucky. We were there earlier, I think it was last spring, Kenny, but what an innovative company they are, a great group of guys there. Give them the 411 on ISA real quick. You can find out everything you know about them in the video, but just sort of a quick overview, Kenny.
Sure. Well, ISA is a very unique systems provider, and they start with their ability to quickly deliver new parts to existing and legacy systems from virtually any manufacturer. In addition, ISA has invested extensively in the state-of-art testing facilities to repair parts or to build a reconditioned alternative with a one-year warranty. The team at ISA, Julio Rodriguez and Mike Epperson, are both in the nominations. I mean, we did not realize how big ISA was until we went down there, and we did not know the incredible number of people that use their services, particularly in the government sector. You know, the biggest project they have is the Pentagon. They have the Naval Academy. They have a couple of Air Force bases, and what they do is that they give you an option where you, or if you're backed up in the wall and you have a 20-year-old system they're getting ready to close your mall down because you don't have a certified sprinkler system or a fire detection system, and you're missing a critical component that's no longer made, you got one option is to rip everything out and replace it with a new system, and of course a lot of manufacturers would prefer that, or you can go to ISA and they can take that piece of equipment, that critical component, and they can either replace it or rebuild it and get it to you quickly so that you can restore your certifications, open up your mall, and start cooking.
No, they really serve, I think, a very vital function, Kenny. And I think the branch operations from the major companies have known about them for years. As a matter of fact, Julio told us a story about one of them. They were at a big show, it might have been AHR, 1 year, and the president of one of these companies came and was just really giving them a what for, yelling at them and telling them they shouldn't be, you know, reconditioning their parts. And Julio said a few minutes later, the national service guy walked up and shook their hands, gave him a big hug, and said, "Oh man, guys, thanks so much for helping us out. We couldn't do it without you." And so, you know, it sort of is, they're sort of like a stealth company in a way, meaning that I think if you know about them, you use them, but it's not like everybody goes out and says, yeah, acknowledges them, they use them so much. But, they do a great job, Kenny. And again, if you've got a legacy system, And they told us if you don't have the budget to replace it right there, a lot of people will use these guys both on the access and security, the fire side, and the building automation control side. As you said, it sort of is a stopgap until they can get the money and the budget to do a full-blown upgrade. So definitely check these guys out. They're worth we're checking out. Tell American Ken sent you, and they'll probably give you an additional discount or something. So good stuff there, and we'll get to see those guys at the Control Trends Awards. We're hoping to get Mike and Julio on the show before the voting ends, which will be on about January 15th. So we got about a month to finish the voting up, Kenny. So I encourage our community, don't procrastinate. Let's get on it. Let's get these votes in. Let's forward this ballot out to your network. As usual, Kenny and I don't use, you do have to fill in the information. You do have to give us your email address and your company name. Kenny and I, our pledge, we don't give that information to anybody else. We don't use it for anything other than validating that the votes are good and somebody's not stuffing the ballot box, and also to send out voting ballots the next year. So that's all we use that information for. So you got to do that, though, because we got to check the ballots. The other thing we've done this year, we mentioned on the show last week, Kenny, I'll mention it again, is you have to vote for every category. In the past, we didn't have that as something you had to do. And basically what happened was people would vote for one category or two categories, and that would be it. But if you think about one of the purposes of the Control Trends and the Control Trends Awards is to bring awareness to our industry, the people, the companies, and the products. So, you know, if you're not sure if it's a category, if you don't use variable frequency drives, for instance, just take a couple of minutes and, you know, look on Control Trends. We will have breakdowns. Find one that resonates with you and vote for them. I think that's great feedback for the industry, and it's an encouragement for the vendors to continue to get their message out through Control Trends as well as their other sources. And it is a community, and as such, we're asking that, you know, if you don't know, make your best guess, and let's get the votes in, and let's get our next group of champions up in January.
Sounds great, Eric.
With that, Kenny. It's getting close to kickoff time, so we are going to hop off. So I want to say a special thanks to our guest this week, Luis Melgares from Neptronic. Please remember, there's no S on Neptronic. It's drop the S. It's Neptronic.com. Check those guys out. A special thanks to DG Logic, our Platinum Sponsor of the Week, and all our Platinum Sponsors. We really appreciate the Control Trends Awards are shaping up to be fantastic. So with that, Kenny Smyers. A special thanks to you. Hope you have a great weekend. And to all of our listeners out there, have a great week. And remember, stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers.